that is a song called Take Us Home by Danny Tucker. It's one of Boston's earliest reggae recordings and part of a new compilation of reissued records by homegrown reggae artists. The album shines a light on a part of local music history that's been overlooked in a city better known for rock and roll. WBUR arts reporter Amelia Mason has this report.
It's a Sunday afternoon at West End Johnny's in downtown Boston. A band is squeezed onto a little stage beneath a flat-screen TV. Its lead singer, Errol Strength, shimmies across the floor. Strength drives a bus for a living, but every other weekend he serenades the downtown brunch crowd with the music he loves the most, reggae.
Every day I say, I'm going to stop, but I can't. I'm addicted to it.
Strength has been playing in bands in Boston for four decades. Born in Jamaica, he came to Boston in 1969, a move that was made possible after the United States eliminated immigration quotas that favored Western Europeans. A wave of Caribbean transplants joined college kids in Boston who were already hooked on the music of Jimmy Cliff and Bob Marley. They all came together at a club in Cambridge called the Western Front, which served Jamaican food on reggae nights that were often packed.
You know, Jamaicans, Americans, Trinidadians, people from Asian, all over the place. It was just a melting pot, you know, and Cambridge was the ideal place for it, too, you know. Some people were afraid to come to Dorchester or Roxbury, you know. So Cambridge was a neutral ground.
Boston music journalist Noah Schaefer says that was rare.
Boston's reggae scene was somewhat famous for being one of the only integrated scenes in a time which integrated cultural activities simply didn't happen.
Did you ever figure out why that happened? what allowed that to happen?
Well, Peter Simon, who was a very noted reggae author and photographer, and he had a theory, which was that ganja brought everyone together. You've got college kids and reggae musicians, and what are they both like?
But the music told a more complicated story. Boston's reggae scene emerged in the aftermath of the busing crisis, when the city's white constituents protested court-ordered school integration. The Jamaican-born musician Danny Tucker was a student in Boston at the time, and he funneled that early experience with racism into songs like Our Father's Land.
This land is our father's land. He's for black and he's for white. This land is our father's land. And he's all right.
Tucker and his peers in the Boston reggae scene developed a sound that was distinct.
I think that's because the Boston reggae bands brought the authenticity that they had having Caribbean roots, but they blended in rock and jazz and R&B that they heard here in Boston and that some of the other players brought into those groups.
Schaefer co-wrote the liner notes to a new compilation of vintage reggae recordings. The album, called Take Us Home, features long-lost tracks from the heyday of Boston reggae, like Love is a Pleasure by the iTones. And Think About It by Zion Inotation.
Think about it before you do it.
But Boston's taste for reggae didn't last, and neither did its multicultural scene. Reggae gave birth to dancehall, and Schaefer thinks this drew black audiences to clubs in Dorchester and Roxbury, while white college kids gravitated to jam bands that played the bars near BU.
To this day, you have a very vibrant dancehall scene on Blue Hill Ave every weekend, and then you still have a nice root scene at places like Bull McCabe's and Somerville, but you don't have the kind of intermingling that you had back then.
What's more, reggae's rich history in Boston is all but forgotten, which is why Errol Strength is eager to have his old recordings re-released.
I just feel like, you know, it's something from, not for me personally, because I've been there and done it, but it's for my grandchildren, you know.
Now, there's a record of those early days when people from all over Boston flocked to a little club in Cambridge and reggae ruled the city. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.